Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros, what a great, great weekend. Moving into the best record in the American League, third best record in the league, only behind the Giants and the Dodgers, and right there with both of them, as a matter of fact. So, that 15 games over 500 now. This is as good a run as you're going to get. Odorizzi tonight going against Aiken. Aiken not very good. His ERA is 5.76, I believe, is his ERA. The Orioles are a terrible team. So this is a series that the Astros should easily win. But you never know when they're going to play a bad team because the Astros definitely have played to their competition. Awesome, awesome, awesome against a great team this weekend. Great team. The White Sox are a really, really good team. Nice lineup that the Astros pitchers controlled. And they just hit. They hit Lance Lynn. That's unbelievable. Rodon gave him a lot of problems. But the rest of the guys, they just took care of business. They took care of it early. They took care of Keuchel early. They've taken care of their business. And the Astros now the best team in the American League by percentage points over the A's. The A's having a little bit tougher time with the Yankees this weekend. So the Astros are obviously the front and center story. Dusty had some comments on the sweep. Dusty was pleased. Dusty's been doing a great job. Do you bring Dusty back next year? This is Dusty's last year of his deal. I don't know that you don't. I mean, I think these guys like playing for Dusty. You've never heard an unkind word about Dusty, and actually Dusty's getting the job done. I know Spencer was giving us a daily update on Dusty mistakes. You know what happened with those? They stopped. Dusty's been pretty damn good. And you've got the best team in the American League right now. You almost got to think, is Dusty got a chance to be back here?
Yeah, you play the result a little bit, and if things go well, I don't know what level of success means Dusty comes back, but if you're in the ALCS again, why wouldn't you bring Dusty back?
I mean, what more can anybody else do? And then you're risking getting a guy that's not very good.
Yep.
So here's Dusty on the sweep.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, that's not an easy feat to do. I don't care who you are and who you're playing. Our offense came alive and they got some good arms over there. But you know, our offense was outstanding. We got good pitching. We played good defense, ran the bases well. And, now we're back tied for first place.
Ran the bases well, which is something they don't always do. So pointing that out was nice. Chaz McCormick, Abraham Toro had to be the biggest surprise of the weekend. He had himself a four-hit game, a two-for-four game, a one-for-two. Abraham Toro taking over. If you want to know the truth, he gave you more production than Bregman probably would have this weekend. And no, that's not being disparaging. And what Alex Bregman, do you want Abraham Toro out there every day?
No.
But did Abraham Toro... Abraham Toro did more this weekend than Alex Bregman has done in the last 3 weeks.
Well, the unfortunate part for the Astros is, at least according to one White Sox fan, is this just proves that the Astros are back to cheating. Because if Abraham Toro can go four for four in this game, then the cheating must have begun again.
Right. Robel Garcia came in with a three RBI double in one of the games that he played third base. Toro played the other three and went 2 for 4. He took his average from 188 with his 2 for 4. He was 2 for 4 after that. He took it, and he's up to over 348. He's at 348 now. Let me get his game log in here. Yeah, he was, Abraham Toro was in some doldrums. He was hitting 083 before this series. He's up to 348. Now, that's what not too many at-bats will do for you. But when you go 4 for 5, 1 for 2, and 2 for 4, 7 for 10 for 11, 7 for 11 in the series, you're going to get your average up there. His OPS is 878.
Yeah,
this weekend.
One might say before this weekend he was a
crumb bum. He was a crumb bum before this weekend. But then afterwards?
Well,
yeah.
Certainly not.
What did he tell White Sox pitchers? Bye, bitch.
Yeah, to a lot of pitchers.
A lot of their pitchers. Yeah. So, very nice weekend. The starting pitching. And Lance was giving Urquidy a little shot there earlier in the show.
He's disrespectful. We know this.
No, we know he's disrespectful. We say, no. You insulted him a little bit. You were a little out of order yourself. That's right. And you know what dude did? He just stepped up and started the series the right way. How did he start the series? That's right. With 7 innings of two earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and 1 walk. But I guess that's not good enough for Lance, you know, with his 3.65 ERA. I guess that's just not good enough.
Well, we know something about Lance. He is very particular with his pitching and his starting pitchers. If you're not Verlander or the dearly departed Cole before he became Cousin Greg, then you're just not good enough.
You're just not. By the way, Cousin Greg, Cousin Garrett, had some comments about...
If I was him, I would just not want to talk
just
anymore.
Just don't talk anymore. Yeah. Just stop talking. That'd be great. You really,
He's not a wordsmith. I wouldn't... If I'm him, like, hey, I'm done. I don't want to speak.
I can't talk. I'm not talking to anybody anymore. I'm done with that talking.
It'd be funny if he just hired the actor who plays Cousin Greg to speak for him.
Yeah.
Like, actually, this guy's pretty eloquent. He's just playing a role, so he's just going to speak for me instead.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
It's not like it isn't exactly... Exactly. They don't talk exactly alike. And so the Astros with the big series this weekend, that's just fun. This is just a fun team. It's still a fun team. No Tucker. No Bregman.
It was great. The guy, because one of the local NBC Sports, whatever they're called, the affiliate for the White Sox who covers the games. I forgot what they're part of the NBC brand. Brought out some trash cans and let's have a little fun. And then you just got whacked around the park all series long. Well, how funny is it?
Well, the Astros must still be cheating. And you know this, the Astros, and this is without George Springer. When you're replacing George Springer with Miles Straw, and you're possibly better than you were. And you know that there's no cheating going on, although there must be because the Astros pitchers were just nasty. They were just filthy, and yet the Astros were still on it.
Yeah, the White Sox, you know, just full of nasty pitching who, you know, would never be able to get smacked around by the best offense in baseball. They came in here and got smacked around. So, allegedly, the Astros are back on it.
They're back cheating again.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem for the rest of the league, what with the Astros cheating and all. No, that when you're hitting like this, I think it just validates the whole, you know, screw 2017 and screw your asterisk and screw everything.
And we know that
these guys can hit.
That was one of the bigger issues concerning that team. If you are a fan, you go, guys, you're really good. What are you doing?
Yep.
It was unnecessary.
By the way, in the lineup this weekend of the 2017 team, 2 guys.
Yeah.
Well, Yuli too. Yuli, Altuve, and Correa. But, Yuli took yesterday off. But, you know, you got 3 guys, basically 3 guys. And when Bregman's back, you got 4. that were alleged. Yet this is the most cheating team in baseball. Yet this is the worst team that nobody can stand. And Altuve didn't even hardly use it. Didn't hardly use it at all. It's well documented. But, well, let's not let facts get in the way. And, oh, by the way, let's not. This to me is awesome in that it's validating. It's showing, hey, we can hit, guys.
Yeah, last year they struggled and they got it going in the postseason. But this season's gonna be, unfortunately for me, because it's 162 games. But 162 games of them just mashing the baseball. Every team has their ebbs and flows, but they're just gonna pound on teams. And people, I know the common fan will make their jokes. But just for people who watch the game and go, wow, this team's pretty good. Pretty good hitting the baseball.
Yeah. Look at where Uncle Mike is now, 341. Is Uncle Mike, he's got to be leading the league in hitting. Uncle Mike has got to, this is at 341. Holy crap. Is he raking or what? I think, is he one of the more underrated, is he one of the most underrated players in the game?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
he's tied for second with Jesse Winker.
And he's a guy who just keeps hitting, but, you know, the power numbers aren't huge, only 4 home runs. So that doesn't get a lot of, when you got Shohei Ohtani in the same division doing what he's doing, it just, you know, he's going to get overlooked a little bit. But Michael Brantley is the reason he has the nickname professional hitter.
Oh, yeah. He's leading the American League in hitting. And Nick Castellanos and Jesse Winker from the Reds are both, well, Castellanos is leading the majors with a 344 average. Look at this. Vlad and Shohei Ohtani have 23 homers, and Fernando Tatis has 22. Holy crap.
Tatis get nicked up a little bit over the weekend. Didn't I see that?
Yeah. But holy crap. That, you want to talk 23 already? 23 and Ohtani, 23? You know, I guess you're going to have to give the MVP to Ohtani, and nobody's going to vote Astros or MVP anyway.
No.
I mean, Carlos is probably on pace now to be in the conversation, but the Astros still, it was funny. This morning, I saw Jessica Mendoza talking about the Astros and White Sox this weekend. You don't see Astros highlights on ESPN anymore. You really don't. I was amazed that, you know, after a weekend where they swept the team that came in leading the league, you would think they'd get some love. And they finally did. Mendoza was talking about him. But normally, ESPN will just totally avoid
all they
the
had
Astros.
To do was be dominant.
Yeah.
If you're if you have a dominant series where the White Sox weren't even close, then yes, we may get you in for a little bit.
We'll try to get you in. Yeah. We'll work you guys in. 10-16 ESPN 97.5. Juan wants to talk about maybe he was out there on Friday and a 10-2 win. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts about that? You got thoughts about basketball? You got thoughts about, I don't know, about Extreme Sisters? You can get in here on that, too, if you want. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10-18 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get Juan in here. Hey, Juan, what's going on?
Hey, boys, long-time listener, first-time caller. Absolutely love the show. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk about the, late-game heroics from Yordan on Friday and the atmosphere of, you know, just the general vibe from Houston. It was our first time to go back to a ball game in year. I mean, it's been literally like 2-3 years, right? And the atmosphere was just absolutely electric. You know, people walking around without masks and just kind of having fun and doing the wave. And you could tell, you know, that entire stadium was packed with just happy Astros fans. And that was awesome to see that kind of unity. Going now, I wanted to switch over really quickly to the Chicago fans talking, or you know, fans in general, spectating, saying that you know, Astros must be back on the cheating bandwagon, cheating horse again. And from the ball game that I saw on Friday, it was just pure baseball, pure hitting. You know, we saw some stellar pitcher in Garcia. I'm not sure where he came from, but he just was lights out after the second inning. First inning, I was worried. He gave up a few hits. It looked like it was about to get ugly. But, man, he just came back mentally tough and was lights out after that. That was awesome. And then, of course, in those final innings, you know, I got to give credit to the Sox pitchers. They were awesome, being the lights out as well. And it was just a great ball game in general. Pitcher's duel, truly a pitcher's duel until that last inning. And this is where I can see, you know, other fans, opposing fans, thinking we're cheating. But, you know, I'm a student of the game as well. And from what I saw is, you know, the pitcher with the high leg kick, that reliever that was throwing gas, you know, he was just piping fastballs down the middle. And it looked like, you know, he was going to be dominant until Yuli just came in there hacking. And he was just taking hacks, unafraid, fouling everything off. And then he finally got on that on the base. And then Yordan just absolutely clutch, bringing him around with that walk-off. And we're witnessing the evolution of Yordan Alvarez as a hitter as well. He was really just playing a lot of small ball, and I've seen that playing small ball, spreading the ball out through the field. And, you know, it was great to see that. You know, and one last thing is Straw out in center field. You know, I think he's a legitimate center fielder. I think you guys are probably going to debate me on that, but I think he's a pretty quality center fielder out there with a solid arm, and he can hit a little bit too.
You know, he's he started slow, so obviously he has caught, he's caught it for me quite a bit. I'd like to see Chaz McCormick give him a shot. Well, he's not as good. How do we know he's not as good a center fielder? We don't know. Because he doesn't look like that to you. We have no idea. So I would like to see Chaz McCormick's bat in the lineup as opposed to Miles Straw's. Miles Straw's been fine. Miles Straw's been good. He's hitting over 250 now, 251, right in that neighborhood. But Chaz McCormick, he was in the game. He's in the two hole. Obviously, Dusty thinks a lot more of him as a hitter in the two hole as opposed to Miles Straw in the nine hole. But, well, at center field every day. Well, Miles Straw struggled in center field early on. He's been much better of late. He's been much better of late, and he's hitting much better of late. So, you know, I'm gonna get off of Miles Straw. I'd still like to see Chaz McCormick out there on a daily basis, and just give him eight games in a row, so you can see a guy can get into a groove hitting and fielding wise, as opposed to, you know, you go 0-2, 0-3, and you get pulled. I'd like to see that. But,
well, he's gonna get that, right? With the injury?
Well, with Kyle Tucker out, he's in right field.
Yes.
And you know what? He's hitting. And you know what he's hitting? I'm talking about in center field, because you want to see if he can play center field.
Understood. But as far, I know your biggest complaint, at least previous to this run, was you wanted to see him get consistent at bats.
Right.
He will get those opportunities until Kyle Tucker's back. Now, I saw something about Kyle Tucker that it was obviously, I think we confirmed that it wasn't COVID. He said he's ill. They apparently think he'll be activated today, so we'll see if he's back in the lineup soon. But so the McCormick run might be coming to an end, but Kyle Tucker is pretty close to coming back as well.
Right. You know, he had a couple of offers that did McCormick, and then he had three hits in his next couple of games. So we'll see. He's definitely got more pop, although Miles Straw did hit a homer last week. So big ups to Miles Straw on Wednesday night at a homer. Way to go.
You know what we would call you, John? A hater.
No, just not a hater. I love Miles Straw.
Yeah. So for McCormick, he has been in the lineup every day since Saturday the 12th.
Since Tucker?
Yeah, since the first game of the Minnesota series, he's been in the lineup every day.
Yeah.
Except, did they have Monday off? Last Monday
they
off?
Did.
Okay, so he wasn't in the lineup, obviously, because no one was. But other than that, he's been in the lineup every day.
Yep.
And his average has gone from 215 to 226 since then. So, you know, it's been all right.
Mm-hmm. So this is, how about Carlos Rodon? Hey, Carlos Rodon, one of the best ERAs in baseball, third best ERA in baseball. And he lowered his ERA against the Astros. And the White Sox lost the game because Yordan.
Yeah.
But how do you think he feels now after seeing the Astros? After his little, oh, it's hard to see when you're giving out 10-game suspensions for cheating, but you give the Astros no suspensions at all. So if Rob Manfred can look at himself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm doing the right thing, that's fine. You can't suspend the team you actually knew was cheating during a playoff game. That's on you. Okay, how'd that taste, Colors? So don't come in here and getting swept. Huh? How'd that taste? Cole says this. It's so hard to grip the ball. For Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has had something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. It's so hard. It's impossible, Del. You know now that it's impossible to grip a ball without spider tech on it.
There are things
that you didn't know.
I didn't know that, but there are things that have been allowed. It's just spider tech is something you can't use. Like, there are things that MLB would have said, okay, that's part of the game. But when you're using something that looks like you legit have webbing on your fingers when you touch the ball, like you're actually Spider-Man, that's a problem. That's all. I saw one woman, I forgot her name. I think she's in sports in South Florida. She actually got a hold of some spider tech and she gripped the baseball. And if you've ever seen the Spider-Man movies, it looked like there was webbing coming from her fingers on the ball. Maybe she used maybe she used too much of it for the example, but I was like, this is what they're using?
Mm-hmm.
That's the application? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, baseball or pitchers. You really need that type of grip on a baseball.
Codify put out a graphic of the last 10 days and spin rate versus velocity. Spin rate just fell right off the world and velocity went straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are throwing more fastballs now, and they're throwing it harder, up to 93.9, where spin rate has gone down to 22.6. I mean, it's ridiculous. The spin rate is dropped from 60 RPM, and that's not insignificant. This is an average, and it's a fair assumption that some pitchers weren't relying on foreign substances as heavily as others. That means the shift would be more significant for some pitchers than others. Either way, depending on the scenario, that modest difference in spin rate could be the difference between a home run and a harmless pop fly. You're going to see averages going up. You're going to see more offense in baseball. It's just starting today that umpires are going out and they're legislating this. Today's the day that it starts. But since the announcement, guys have stopped using, and it has made a noticeable difference. We'll see whether how it affects our Astros. It hasn't really affected our Astros yet. I don't know about spin rate,
but as far the pitchers as the performances, have been even, no.
The pitchers have been better the last 10 days. Yeah,
Lance McCullers talked about it. He didn't particularly enjoy or approve of baseball's implementation of the new rules, but he said our guys will be fine. We got good pitchers here. We're not worried about it at all. I think he was more about the process of that's what he took issue with. But as far as what it's going to do to his staff, not worried about it.
Man, if the baseball isn't curving as much, if the slider isn't biting as much, if all of these things are happening with the Astros hitting how they have been, the best team in baseball, how much better is this offense going to be? We've seen it against this White Sox staff that was coming in here as one of the best staffs in baseball.
Yeah, maybe that White Sox fan should have asked himself and his team, did your performance drop in the series because you didn't have the use of the sticky stuff as opposed to accusing the other team of cheating? I think the Astros are going to benefit quite a bit from pitchers really having to face them straight up from now on, not getting an extra advantage. I know it's weird to say considering everything surrounding this team, but the Astros are going to take advantage, and we've seen it. I don't think it's going to stop.
No, I think the Astros are going to be big beneficiaries of this. All right, 10:30, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1034 ESPN 97.5. Del, this has just come out a little while ago, a TMZ reporting that a transgender weightlifter will be competing in the Olympic Games for New Zealand. You got to look her up, Del.
Why is her image important to me?
Well, I just don't think this is fair. She...
Careful.
Well, I'm not sure.
Careful talking about Laurel that way.
Yeah, Laurel Hubbard transitioned from male to female in 2013, has been selected to New Zealand's weightlifting team. And I'm watching her lift weights, and it just doesn't feel like this is going to be a fair fight. Now,
for who? The other competitors?
Anna Van Bellingham out of Belgium says, well, it's unfair. It's a bad joke. This is a bad joke. Of all of the different sports that transgender wrestling would be.
That's another one.
That's a big one.
It's been a was a big thing here in Texas.
Yeah,
right?
In Texas, whether or not.
Yeah, I'm looking at images of Laurel, and if you hadn't told me Laurel was Laurel,
yeah,
I would have said that's Lawrence.
Larry.
Or Larry, depending on if he likes it shortened.
Right.
But Laurel is competing. And, yeah, if you are, as a, you know, I kind of go back and forth when it comes to kids who are transgender kids and they want to compete and they've transitioned from one gender to the other and they want to compete in the gender that they currently identify as. I kind of go back and forth because they're kids. With this one, it's like, is Laurel in this sport particularly? Aren't you putting the women that Laurel's competing against at a clear disadvantage?
Well, yeah.
I don't even know. Is Laurel really good at weightlifting?
Well, he was before he was Laurel. He was she was a man and competed in weightlifting competitions.
So the question would be clearly because there are some women who lift more than men. Is Laurel a legit competitor in the men's division? And now that she's switching over, she's going to dominate?
It says he competed, doesn't say how well he did.
Yeah, I would wonder.
But even still, to have that background.
Now, understood. I get it. I wonder if Laurel's like...
Did you know that was... If nobody told you...
I just told you. If you hadn't told me that, I wouldn't have known that that's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. No, standing on that podium is going to be I don't know, the Olympic, I guess the Olympic committee says, yeah, transgender athletes can compete, and
she will be the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympics after transitioning. Now
you have to reach a certain testosterone level. Hubbard met the criteria since 2015.
Yeah, she has been competing as a woman since and winning since like I'm looking at winning big tournaments, I guess. I don't know anything about weightlifting, but like won the silver in the world championships in 2017. So this has been going on for a while. First
just time. The silver?
Well,
pick it up.
Well, there John goes, everyone. I'm just now a lot of first place finishes on this thing. But as far as the world championships, won the silver, finished sixth 1 year too. So not like even when you think of a clear advantage, because Laurel used to be a man. Not like Laurel's
could have been
winning
a bad
everything.
Time.
I don't. Yeah, this was never a topic we could get through without you doing or saying something. I thought I was a little flagrant saying I thought it could have been Lawrence, and now you've taken it to a different level. Yeah, I get it why people would take issue. But Laurel doesn't always win. Finished sixth in the world championships the last time they were around in Thailand. So there's some women out there. Some women out there putting Laurel to shame.
Right. If Laurel does win, though,
oh, there'll be some pushback.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of pushback, as a matter of fact, and rightfully so.
I completely get it if Laurel is at a clear advantage because of the transition, but Laurel doesn't always win, so I'm not going to take a real rooting interest one way or the other. But hopefully for those women who believe they're at a disadvantage, they come through.
So I didn't know this, but we were talking about Caitlyn Jenner is running for California governor.
Uh-huh.
And her stance on this, what do you think her stance on this is?
Well, Caitlyn has been very, opposite of what you might imagine. If you are the person transitioning, you just assume people who transition are going to stand on for transgender rights. But in the past, she's been like, oh, that's a surprise. I'm going to say she's not for Laurel competing.
No, if you're a biological boy, you shouldn't be in girls sports.
Yeah, says Caitlyn
Jenner.
That has been her.
So Caitlyn Jenner is transgender. That was the greatest male athlete of his time. Well, at least of that Olympics. And can you imagine him competing against women?
I don't think it would go well for the women he's competing against.
No. I mean, if he's beating every man in the decathlon, what is he going to do in the women's division?
Particularly he's beating every man, I don't know how the sports differentiate as opposed to times and records and stuff. But if there's a clear advantage to be just because you just see the differences in records, yeah, the greatest male decathlete is going to enter the women's realm and not win.
No.
That particular story from at least Caitlin's point of view doesn't surprise me. That's been consistent how Caitlin has felt, and Caitlin's caught some heat for it because it doesn't go in line with what people who are proponents of transgender athletes have said.
Hey, and Caitlin is transgender.
Yeah, I know.
She can have her thoughts
exactly,
on this, right?
Which just says,
but if it doesn't fit the narrative,
well, look. That is how it works, I guess, for everyone. If you are, if the majority goes against you, then you have to be wrong, I guess. But yeah, I mean, she has an opinion, and she's stuck with it for quite a while now. And she's, like I said, she's caught in heat for it.
Yeah, she's catching heat right now, as a matter of fact. That's so unfair to these women. I mean, you work your whole life to get to the Olympics, and then you're facing a former guy.
I would just hope that the women who finished the 1 through 5 the first time and beat Laurel Hubbard out, if they feel put upon, that they go out there and prove it again.
Yeah, unless Laurel comes up with, but Laurel's won before, plenty.
Yeah, never a world championship, never at the highest level, so we'll see how it goes this time, because she didn't win the world championships ever. She did finish second, and now she'll be going to the Olympics.
All right, when we come back, can Dell relate to this situation?
A transgender weightlifter?
Nope. We will talk about it on the other side right here on News of the Weird. In the meantime, I'm talking about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We are big, big, big fans of HRP, and you will be too. You're going to meet Chris, or you're going to meet Kevin, or you're going to meet Plotkin, or you're going to meet Mike Holly, who's the owner. You're going to meet these people, and you're going to really love what they do. The first thing that they're going to do is they're going to come to your office, and they will see, they'll take a look at how you do everything, and they will customize a plan for your payroll. And everybody's is different. It's not cookie cutters. This is what we charge, because we got rid of a company that wouldn't lower the rates because we had way more employees. We started with 25. We got up to 75 employees, and they said, oh, no, we charge the same. No, you don't. Not when you got that many more employees. So if you're looking for a company that is going to customize a plan specific for your business, which will be perfect for your business, then you go with HR&P. They aren't cookie cutter. They are wonderful at what they do. They are going to save you money. It's going to be more economical. You sell your widgets and let HR&P worry about the HR and the payroll. And they do it every single time. Along with that, the Affordable Care Act and everything else that goes along with the taxes and unemployment claims and PPP and small business loans, all of it. at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there is a 14-year-old boy, Del. He was found living on his own for about 6 months after his father left for the Honduras and just left him with the house.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
Well, I was a little older. I mean, I was a grown
you
man.
You think that 14...
My dad has left me at home when I was 14 for like a couple hours.
Yeah.
Not even a weekend.
But... So he didn't go to Russia to find a male or bride when you were 14?
No, I was younger, and I just would stay with my mom. I wasn't in the home. I wasn't home by myself when he did that.
Oh, you weren't home by yourself when he went to Russia to find.
He didn't tell anyone that he didn't just say, "Hey, I'm going to Russia. You fend for yourself for the next 2 weeks." No, he didn't leave me alone.
He didn't.
No.
Well, but so you were older when your dad left for Nigeria, and he gave you the house.
I was an adult when he was doing that. Like I was a young. I think he might have left when I was. You mean when he retired completely?
Yeah.
I think I came back to live that in the house when I was out of college.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I thought you were 14.
No.
Oh. But it was totally sweet when he left and he left you the house.
It's still totally sweet. And it's been years.
Except he comes back and you got to make doctor's appointments.
No, I got to make those before even. I will save this story. I'll save it. I'll give it to you now because Lance ain't here. I don't want to hear him doing the accent. My dad.
Dill.
Exactly. My dad, on my birthday, he sent me a message about something because, like I said, the HOA are the Christians of Christians are the HOA of religion. The HOA sent something about, cleaning something up. And I took care of it already. But he sent the email on my birthday. But he didn't say happy birthday in the email. He just forwarded me an email saying, "Hey, could you take care of this?" I was like, "Sure." That's it.
Happy birthday.
No. he didn't even put, like, you forward the email.
Like, he didn't wish you happy birthday the whole day?
No, that's who he is. But he took the time on my birthday to forward me an email from the HOA, and he didn't even put above it, like, "Oh, by the way, happy birthday. Can you take care of this?" No, just, could you take care of this? I was like, "Okay, sure."
Yeah.
So, yes, it is a pain. That's the emails I get. Or, "Hey, can you set this up?" You mean you can't call the doctor yourself?
Are birthdays a big deal in Nigeria?
I have no idea. I just know they're not a big deal with him.
No, apparently not.
No.
Apparently not. No. Hey, take care of this.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. You couldn't have just held this to
another.
You couldn't have held this to the sixth or something.
Even just HB.
Anything.
Anything.
He knew. He went through the effort of sending an email for something. But not to even mention that, "Oh, by the way, happy birthday."
Mom's wish you happy birthday.
Of course, mom's is all about it.
Oh, yeah. So, do you think that, Del, if you get pulled over by a cop and you can't find your license, that you should tell the cop, "Hey, here, hold my beer while I find my license"?
I've never had an open beer in a car, so that's unlikely. Oh. I have done this with the police. The police have, pulled you over.
Right.
And I put my hands on the steering wheel and I go, "Oh, by the way, I got to reach down to grab something."
Yeah.
I say that out loud. And he goes, "Oh, that's not necessary. You don't have to say that." I was like, "Oh, it's not necessary."
Oh, really? Have you watched the news?
Yeah. I think it's clearly necessary for me to tell you.
So I misspoke. He was fumbling to turn down his music and he couldn't get it done. So he told, "Hey, hold my beer. While I turned on the music." Mm. Yeah, wasn't finding his license.
Then
he stumbled out of the car and got a DUI.
Dave Chappelle once said, "When the cops pull you over, make sure you turn down your music because you don't want to get your ass beat to a soundtrack."
Dell, how about this? OnlyFans apparently is going away from pornography. They're looking to get a $1 billion U.S. valuation so that they can get advertising and get away from their adult content image so that they can get get advertisers that will work for, you know, they don't advertisers don't want to be seen on NSFW sites.
Yeah.
So, but wait a minute. If you don't have pornography, will you be valued at a billion? Will people still go?
Who's going to that site for non-pornography?
Yeah. It seems like you got that popular.
Like you can't, someone can't walk past your laptop or computer, see Pornhub, and then, oh no, but I'm here for this.
Yeah.
No, if you're already going to go through the whole, I'm going to Pornhub, you're going there for one thing.
Yeah. Seems like if you're the NFL, your football, and you want to get bigger, you don't go to curling. You don't become the curling league.
No.
Right?
No, you don't.
So, OnlyFans, this is how you got big.
I told you, I've said it before, OnlyFans initially wasn't about, it was actually what it sounds like. It was for people or celebrities who are going to use that platform to give their fans an in-depth view that they normally don't get. And then people in porn like, wait a minute, there's no ban on the content we put on here. We could do this too. And now if a celebrity goes to OnlyFans, it doesn't matter what you're there for. It's just an assumption that, oh, you're going to show your boobies. Isn't that what you're going to do? Yeah. OnlyFans didn't get into the game for this, but they're in it now.
That's what they're in. This is their game now. Congratulations to Wuhan.
Our boy Kobo says he has a barbecue. He has a barbecue OnlyFans.
He has a what?
He has a barbecue OnlyFans. It's for barbecue, but he has an OnlyFans. Kobos does.
He does?
Yeah.
How many people are on that versus looking at somebody's?
You'd have to tell me. I bet you know, because some performers, and I like to call them performers, will have like, we're in the top percentile of OnlyFans. I imagine Kobos isn't in that top percentile. Maybe top percentile barbecue OnlyFans.
When he gets fries, maybe he'll get up there.
Okay.
Move it along, barbecue boy. Wuhan, big ups. The Institute of Virology listed as candidate for Outstanding Science and Technology Achievement Prize. There's going to be a little pushback on that, but, you know, big ups to Wuhan for him being scientifically solid.
I don't know if the country or the city Wuhan will ever recover.
Never. Forever, Wuhan is going to catch this.
Yeah.
Forever. So, a couple of thefts, Dell. It's okay. Important stuff. 800 kilograms of cow dung stolen from a village. Police register as a theft case. Do you want 800 kilograms of cow dung?
I don't know what I'd do with it, so I'm going to say no. Where would I put that?
And
I don't even cut my own grass. I'm going to use cow dung. What am I going to use it for?
I don't know. Is it
not for fertilizer?
Does it make a good drug? Can you make drugs out of it?
That's always the question.
Yeah. 42,000 pounds of missing pistachios leads to a possible illegal pistachio operation.
What's an illegal pistachio operation?
Well, stealing. Apparently 42,000 pounds
are
missing.
And you're going to sell it? What's the street value of pistachios?
I don't know, but a California man was arrested for it. A truck driver may have been running an illegal pistachio operation out of the trucking yard.
What a thing to run that's illegal. Pistachios.
Yeah.
You're moving pistachios illegally?
Yeah. It's now illegal. There's a law just passed out. Now illegal to pay disabled people in Hawaii less than minimum wage. So if you got somebody who was disabled, you were giving them less money?
And when I say people suck, people want to argue
people are
with
the
this.
Worst people.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're horrible. People are just garbage, if you want to know the truth. Police arrested a man and allegedly extort a Khalifi man because he didn't walk properly. So, for not walking properly, he was nabbed by two police officers, extorted him, tried to get money out of him, demanded money from him. Otherwise, they were going to arrest him for not walking properly.
What place is this?
In Khalifi. And stuff like this happens
sounds
in
like
Calliope.
A place I don't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you would be in trouble. Well, I don't know anymore. You're not a, you don't walk on the street swaying because of drinking, right? You just get a ride and you're good. Like, in younger, Calliope would have had their way with you. Oh, this dude's stumbling around not walking properly. They would have extorted your ass.
Dell, you do not want to work for Canon. You know, the camera company?
Yeah.
Apparently, they will only let people, you can't get in the building unless you smile.
Oh, F that.
You have to smile for your picture to open the door.
Aren't you doing too much, Canon? Don't you guys think you're doing a little too much?
You have to smile if you want to work for Canon, okay?
I guess
who's not working for Canon?
I'm not.
Who's never going to work for Canon?
I'm never going to apply. I don't want that fake smile out there.
No.
I'm good, Canon.
Thanks, Canon. I'm out. Thanks, Canon.
So they have like an actual...
I would work for Canon. I smile all the time.
They have a thing taking your picture as you walk in. So some places have, not us because we don't have really any security. Yeah, a keypad or you have a key card to get in. Canon, your smile gets you in?
Yep.
Is it like something where they identify you by the smile or is it just...
Oh, yes.
Really?
But you have to smile, otherwise the door won't open.
Okay.
You're out.
Okay, I'm out. You never getting in.
I ain't working there. No. 10:56, Charlie Pulido is going to smile on the show next right here. Don't you go anywhere. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.